This morning's responsive reading, prior to our Sunday school class here, was taken from Proverbs chapter 19, the first 14 verses. So if you would like to join us, please get your Bible and follow along. There seems to be kind of a central theme that's kind of repeated in these first 14 verses. And I think we see the theme in verses 5 and 9 collectively. It talks about a false witness. A false witness. Verse 5, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. You ever stop and think how much damage and misery has come upon the world and individuals, families, nations, all because of a false witness? Somebody who doesn't tell the truth. Somebody who takes the truth and either embellishes that truth, stretches the truth like a rubber band until it snaps. Or what about the individual that simply accuses somebody of doing something and it's not true? We've seen just in our lifetime how many individuals have stood or have sat in front of a subcommittee being put up as a possible candidate for the Supreme Court of the United States. And as the senators are asking myriad of questions, within one or two days, the news media splash and dashes accusations, apparently, sometimes 20 or 30 years old, about ladies coming out of the closet, claiming that this individual raped them or touch them in an inappropriate manner. And then that person's character has been assassinated, not only on TV, but in the press. And then later on, everything comes out that the individual with these accusations was lying. Then it comes out further that the individual was simply paid off to make these accusations in order to torpedo this person's potential assignment to the United States Supreme Court. A false witness. How many people, because of a false witness, have caused nations to go to war on trumped up charges? I can think of at least two that come to my mind as far as history. The Nazis invaded Poland in 1939 in the month of September. And the reason or the justification of that was on the border between Germany and Poland was a German radio station. And it was announced to the German people by Adolf Hitler that the Poles had attacked and killed the German people working in the radio station. Come to find out that later on, as history chugged along, that the ones who were dressed up in German soldiers who were killed were actually concentration prisoners wearing German uniforms. The Poles never attacked that German radio station. And that was the pretext for Hitler to invade Poland in September of 39. False witnesses. False witnesses. Well, look at verse 9. Let's see what this says. A false witness shall not be unpunished. So notice verse 5. 5a and 9a. Okay. And then, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Verbatim. Twice. Now, was the Holy Spirit stuttering? No. When God says something once, you would think that would be suffice for all of us, saint and sinner. But when God repeats himself more than once, it would seem that God wants us really to pay attention. To pay attention. Another synonym for a false witness is one who spreads rumors, false accusations. somebody comes into a conversation and all they hear are bits and pieces, or maybe the tail end of a conversation between two people in a different room. And that individual who overhears just bits and pieces of this conversation then run with the ball and spread it like a wildfire during a season of drought. How many churches have been destroyed? How many family relations have been destroyed over lies and false accusations? Verse 3, the foolishness of men perverted his way. So whenever you see politicians, you see leaders and judges, when you see professors and teachers and people of all professions, when you see somebody out there really perverting their ways, like you see right now during June. June has been designated Pride Month, where we celebrate sodomites, we celebrate Sodom and Gomorrah marching down the street with the rainbow flag and cheers and shouts. The Bible says the foolishness of man is actually on parade. When you see these individuals marching down Main Street with hardly any clothes, flaunting their newfound sexuality, waving their rainbow flags, what you're actually seeing in Technicolor is the foolishness of man fully exposed on Main Street. And his heart fretted against the Lord. So in essence, those who are celebrating Pride Month with the rainbow flag denoting a perverse lifestyle, they're actually wagging their finger in front of God. They're in essence waging war against Genesis chapters 1 and 2. They fret against the Lord. Verse 8, he that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. So that means the opposite must be true. The person who rejects biblical wisdom, in essence, is demonstrating hatred for themselves. They hate themselves. Maybe they hate what they are, who they are, and what they become. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. Now, we're not talking about algebra, calculus, astronomy. We're talking about biblical wisdom. The individual who saturates himself in the knowledge of the Most High, in essence, loves his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. This is simply a truism. If you simply saturate your heart and your mind with the Word of God, if you eat the Word of God and drink it like food and drink, it will nourish your soul, fortify your courage and your boldness. And beloved, it will aid you in this world, despite Pride Month. Verse 1, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity. So better is a poor man whose word is his bond than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So you have a person who doesn't have much in this world. Okay, he doesn't live in a mansion. He doesn't live in a gated community. He's never wrote a book. He's hardly known. Maybe one or two friends. He's poor. But this is an individual whose word is his bond. If he shakes your hand and pledges to do something, you know he's going to get it done. We used to live that way, where a simple handshake was just as binding as signing on a dotted line. But he that is perverse in his lips, the person who lies, the person who speaks out of both sides of his mouth, like politicians, for starters, is a fool. Now, how ironic, where the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So every time the Bible labels somebody a fool, like in verse 1, the second part here, you're looking at a person who basically lives a life with no concept of a God at all. At least not the true and living God. Now, he may worship the image he sees in that mirror when he wakes up in the morning. He may worship himself. But the Bible says the fool has said in his heart, in his mind, there is no God for me. And so notice, a person like that, when they speak, guard every word that you hear. Put it through a sieve and test it, whether it be the truth. So here we have, in my mind, this theme, beware of a false witness. Well, may God choose to bless his word. Amen.